Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. The Mullen fire continues to grow, and now officials believe it will cross the state line into Colorado. The fire, burning in southeast Wyoming on the Medicine Bow National Forest, is now estimated at over 100,000 acres and is at 0% containment. About 1,000 firefighters are on the scene, and multiple buildings have been lost to the fire. 8 Wyoming communities have been evacuated, with pre-evacuation notices sent to others who may become endangered by the blaze. Colorado is preparing as well, as pre-evacuation orders have gone out to residents in Jackson County. Windy conditions in the area have pushed the fire so fast, incident mapmakers could not keep up with the blaze. A deadly crash that happened in western Wyoming last week has claimed the life of a second person. The Wyoming Highway Patrol says 46-year-old Provo, Utah resident Angela Payne passed away at a hospital on Monday. Payne was one of 4 people in an SUV who were taken to area hospitals after their car was struck by a vehicle on U.S. 30 north of Cokeville. Sergeant Jeremy Beck says the car was traveling northbound at a high rate of speed when it drifted off the right side of the road, overcorrected, crossed the center line, and collided head-on with the SUV. The driver of the car, 31-year-old Kearns, Utah resident Morgan Wimber, was not wearing her seatbelt and was ejected from the vehicle. She was helicoptered to Eastern Idaho Regional Medical Center for her injuries. Wimber's passenger, 28-year-old West Valley, Utah resident Patrick S. Klein, was buckled up but died at the scene. Beck says alcohol and drug use on the part of Wimber is being looked at as a possible contributing factor. Klein and Payne are the 98th and 99th person to die on Wyoming highways this year.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
The weather's changing, and so is Powell Ace Hardware. They're fully stocked in lawn and leaf bags and pest control for inside and outside your house at Powell Ace Hardware.
Alcohol is stronger than you think. What impact could that night of drinking and driving have on your life? You're not thinking about the sober drivers, the pedestrian, and your passengers. They might die. You're not thinking that it could be the last day of your life. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. A person dies because of an impaired driver every 53 minutes. That's way too often. Alcohol is stronger than you think. Don't drive drunk.
As part of ongoing efforts to monitor the population of grizzly bears in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem, large carnivore biologists with the Wyoming Game and Fish Department conducted their annual grizzly bear capture operations to collar bears in areas of northwest Wyoming over the summer. A total of 18 individual grizzly bears were captured, 12 north and west of Dubois, and another 6 north of Jackson. During the operation, 2 black bears were captured, but were released unhandled. A 62-year-old man was arrested by the Wyoming Highway Patrol after they discovered 5 pounds of suspected methamphetamine and 29 pounds of suspected marijuana in his vehicle. According to paperwork filed in Laramie County Circuit Court, Michael Anthony Smith was arrested on the evening of September 29th at a truck stop just outside of Cheyenne. Smith now faces felony charges of possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine, possession with intent to deliver marijuana, possession of meth, and possession of marijuana. Troopers with the Highway Patrol say they observed a small black passenger car traveling in excess of the speed limit on Interstate 80. They followed the car to a truck stop where a drug detection canine alerted officers to the presence of drugs. Smith was taken into custody without incident. If convicted on all counts, he could face up to 42 years in prison and or a fine of up to $60,000. This Look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.